Welcome to the Golden Age of Comic Books. It is October 24th, 2005. Welcome everybody to the Golden Age of Comic Books. This is Bill Jourdain, your host, and we're very glad you're here this week. We have an interesting show coming up for you. We are going to talk a little bit about Batman Begins, the DVD movie set. What does that have to do with the Golden Age of Comic Books? Well, stay tuned and you'll find out. Then we're going to talk briefly about the Golden Age Scarecrow, the villain that appeared in many of the Batman stories in the modern and silver age, but who only had a couple of appearances in the Golden Age. And since he's featured in the movie Batman Begins, I thought I would talk about that character for just a few minutes this week. And then we're going to turn our attention to the Golden Age Plastic Man by the great Jack Cole and focus on his life in comics, the appearances of Plastic Man in a title called Police Comics, and then in his own title in the Golden Age of Comic Books. Now, normally I wouldn't spend time talking about a popular movie of the time. I know that when the movie Batman Begins came out earlier this summer, I mentioned it as being just a great movie when I really enjoy being a big Batman fan. But I probably wouldn't mention the DVD coming out this past week, except for the fact that one of the DVD sets that has been put out by Warner actually contains a Golden Age reprint, so I wanted to mention that. From what I can tell, the DVD has come out in two different sets, one in a standard set, just one DVD in a box, and the other is called a two-disc deluxe edition, and it was published with the normal movie in the box on one disc, and then it has a special features disc as the second disc to the set. But interestingly, included in the box with the two-disc deluxe edition is a small comic book. It's about the size of a digest comic that many of you have probably seen that have been published over the years. And in this small comic book that has the Batman Begins title, they reprint several stories regarding Batman. One of the stories that's reprinted in this book is the story The Man Who Falls. That was first published in Secret Origins of the World's Greatest Superheroes from 1989, and that tells the origin of the Batman character as it was known at that time. Also reprinted in this book is issue number one of Batman, the Long Halloween series that began in 1996. But the reason I'm mentioning this book today is that it does also reprint the very first Batman story from Detective Comics number 27 from 1939. Now, you've probably read the Batman story that first appeared in Detective Comics number 27. It's been reprinted in many different sources. The Archive series and many other books have reprinted this over the years, but I thought that if any of you were thinking about buying the Batman DVD and you wanted to spend a little bit more money, you'd get that special edition disc, and also you would get the special edition comic book that has those stories contained in it. I paid $24.99 for the two-disc set with the comic book, and I saw the regular DVD for $19.99. So another $5, and you get the extra disc and a little comic book. So if you are thinking about shelling out some money to pick up the Batman Begins DVD set, you might want to consider picking up the set that has a little comic book in it that reprints the very first Batman story from Detective Comics 27, a classic Golden Age story, to say the least. Now, if you've seen the movie Batman Begins, you'll know that one of the villains that appears in this movie is the Scarecrow. The Scarecrow got his start in the Golden Age of comics, but really didn't take off as a Batman villain in the Batman universe until the Silver Age of comics. The Scarecrow, whose name was Jonathan Crane, was, as in the movie Batman Begins, a psychiatrist, and his first appearance took place in the pages of World's Finest Comics number 3. That issue appeared in the fall of 1941. Now, the Scarecrow only had one other Golden Age appearance, and that was in the pages of Detective Comics number 73. That issue appeared in March of 1943, and the name of that story was The Return of the Scarecrow. Now, if you've read comics featuring Batman over the last few years, you'll know that the Scarecrow has been featured in a number of them. But when did he come back? If he only appeared twice in the Golden Age of comics, he certainly had to make a comeback somewhere along the way. Well, his comeback was in Batman number 189. That was the February 1967 issue, almost 25 years after his last appearance in the Golden Age of comics. If you're interested in reading the Golden Age appearances of the Scarecrow, fortunately they have both been reprinted, probably in many sources, but you can pick up a copy of Batman in World's Finest Archives, Volume 1, and you'll be able to read the very first appearance and origin of the Scarecrow from World's Finest Comics number 3. And the second and last Golden Age appearance of the Scarecrow from Detective Comics number 73 has been reprinted in the Batman Archives, Volume 3. So if you're interested in learning a little bit more about the Scarecrow as he appeared in the Golden Age of comics, check out those two archive books from DC Comics, and you will learn how the Scarecrow got his start in the Golden Age of comic books. Now, I'm not sure if the Scarecrow appearance from Batman number 189 has been reprinted, but you should be able to find copies of that book around to see how the Scarecrow was brought back into the life of Batman and Robin. Okay, well, let's focus on the main character that we're going to talk about today, and that is Plastic Man by Jack Cole. Plastic Man made his first appearance in the pages of Police Comics number 1. That was the August 1941 issue published by Quality Comics. Now, Plastic Man wasn't Jack Cole's first creation of a superhero who had the ability to stretch and contort his body similar to Mr. Fantastic of the Fantastic Four or the DC Comics character the Elongated Man from the Silver Age of comics. Actually, in Smash Comics number 17, 9 months before the first Plastic Man story appeared, Jack Cole did a tryout story of a character named One Clue, and he was a prototype character to the Plastic Man character. And of course, he must have met with some measure of success, because when Police Comics number 1 was published in August of 1941, the character of Plastic Man was introduced to the world. Now, who was Plastic Man, and how did he get his start? His start was a little bit different than what you might expect to see with many of the superheroes of the Golden Age of comics. Most of them came from a detective background, or were police officers, or were otherwise good people who wanted to make a difference by fighting crime. Plastic Man, on the other hand, started out as a criminal. His name was Patrick Eel O'Brien. His nickname was Eel, and he was a very tough gangster who was well known as being someone who was in the underworld and was tough and violent and committed many crimes. So how did this tough gangster in the underworld become a superhero called Plastic Man? Well, let's talk about his origin and first appearance from the pages of Police Comics number 1 from 1941. In that story, Eel O'Brien and his gang were in the middle of robbing a safe, and they had just discovered $100,000 in the safe, and they were celebrating their good fortune when a guard came upon them and opened fire with his handgun. Unfortunately for Eel, he was struck by the guard's bullet, and as he was struck, he stumbled down some stairs into what was a big container of acid, and the acid spilled all over him. And as he was recovering and getting up off of his back from being shot and having acid spilled on him, his two cronies, who were not real loyal to him, decided to split, and they jumped in the getaway car and left him behind. Eel O'Brien wasn't terribly injured at that point, despite being covered in acid and having a bullet in his back, and he began to wander through the streets and off into the country to try to escape so that he wouldn't be caught, having been involved in a burglary a short time before. And he stumbles through the streets, and he stumbles through the swamps, and he stumbles up a mountainside and finally falls unconscious on the side of the mountain. And then he awakens in a bed, wearing pajamas, and is greeted by someone who appears to be a monk. And the monk tells him, "Welcome to Rest Haven, son." And the monk tells him that he knows his name is Eel O'Brien and that the police had actually come there looking for him, but that the monk had turned him away, hoping that he could have a good influence on the life of Eel O'Brien so that he might turn away from his life of crime. And while he's discussing these things with this monk, and while he is explaining that he was thrown out of the house as a boy of 10 years old, his parents had died, that he had gone through the school of hard knocks as a child and as a young man, and had turned his back on good things and became someone who was more involved in crime and evil, that he had lost faith in mankind because of all of this. And the monk tells him, "Well, it's important that you rest, and maybe we can turn your life around." And as he is recovering in the bed at Rest Haven, he discovers that he has become a plastic man. He is actually almost made of plastic. His skin is pliable. He can, as I said earlier, like Mr. Fantastic in the Fantastic Four, he can stretch his arms to incredible lengths. He can stretch his skin like a rubber band. He can move the skin on his face into different shapes and essentially create any kind of physical change to his body that he wants to as a plastic man. And he speculates that it must have been from the acid that spilled on him, that got into his bloodstream through the bullet wound, that he became the plastic man. And after spending several days recovering and talking to the monk, he realizes that this all happened for a reason, and that he is now going to desert his life of crime and become a force of good in fighting crime. And so he puts his street clothes back on and he heads back to his gang's hideout under the guise of rejoining them, when actually what he's going to do is infiltrate them so that he can ultimately turn them over to the police. And so he purchases himself a rubber costume. He rejoins the gang and then begins to engage with them in various robberies. And he realizes that in order to fight crime, he needs to maintain his guise of Eel O'Brien, the underworld gangster, so that he can infiltrate the underworld. And that then he can, as Plastic Man, with the information that he gained as Eel O'Brien, come back and fight crime. And so what he does in order to disguise himself as not being Eel O'Brien while he was in the guise of Plastic Man is he actually changes the appearance of his face. The pliable, plastic-like skin takes on a different appearance. And then throughout the course of his origin story, Plastic Man appears on the one hand to be assisting his gang, while on the other hand, as Plastic Man, he is fighting them so that he can ultimately turn them in. And as he continues to fight the gang and thwart their criminal efforts, they ultimately come back to the getaway car where he is the driver. He had previously told them that he was going to drive the getaway car because the last time they had been engaged in criminal activity, they had left him behind. So he was in the driver's seat, and this is probably one of the neatest parts of this story to me. As they're driving the getaway car away from the scene of the crime where they had been, the thugs, the members of his gang, were telling him, "There's this guy named Plastic Man who's trying to capture us. You need to drive and get us out of here." And so Eel O'Brien is driving the car while at the same time he stretches his arm and his hand out of the driver's side window around the back of the car into the other window, grabs the thugs, his gang members, and actually lifts them up into the window of the police station and hands them to the police. And so while it appears to them that Eel O'Brien is driving the getaway car, it also appears that Plastic Man is hot on their tail and grabbing them through the window and delivering them to the police, even though it was actually Plastic Man in his guise as Eel O'Brien doing that. So the story ends where Plastic Man has turned the members of his old gang over to the police. He is going to return the money that was stolen by the gang and engage himself from that point forward in a life of fighting crime as opposed to a life of committing crimes. And so that's the origin story of Plastic Man by Jack Cole from Police Comics number 1. Jack Cole was just a great creator. Not only did he pencil the Plastic Man stories, but he inked his own pencils, and he wrote the stories as well. So really nifty stories, and some that you'll find very, very, very interesting and exciting. A lot of humorous elements to Plastic Man as well. Now, Plastic Man did not appear as the lead cover story on the cover of Police Comics until issue number 5. And with issue number 5, Plastic Man began regular cover appearances on Police Comics all the way through the end of that title's run as a superhero magazine. Now, as so many superheroes did in the Golden Age of Comics, Plastic Man also acquired a sidekick. And Plastic Man's sidekick was Woozy Winks. Woozy Winks was modeled after Lou Costello by Jack Cole and had a little bit of a different twist to him. His origin story was told in Police Comics number 13. And in that story, Woozy was out in a boat fishing and he heard someone calling for help that they were drowning, and he rescued this person. And this person turned out to be a wizard who told Woozy that because of his rescuing of the wizard, he was going to charm him for the rest of his life and make him the luckiest man on earth. And so from that point forward, Woozy Winks never had bad luck, and anytime anything bad was about to happen to him, his fortune would change and he would become very lucky and never get injured, etc. Now, Woozy Winks started out in his origin story in Police Comics number 13 as someone who was a criminal that Plastic Man was trying to apprehend, and ultimately throughout the course of the story and the subsequent stories, Woozy became Plastic Man's sidekick and in fact appeared on almost all of the covers with Plastic Man of Police Comics and Plastic Man Comics from that point forward. So Woozy Winks was a main character in the Plastic Man stories throughout the Golden Age of comic books. Now, Plastic Man appeared in Police Comics all the way through issue number 102. That was the October 1950 issue. And with issue number 102, Police Comics changed to a crime book. As I've talked about in several other podcasts, crime comics and horror comics became very popular in the late 1940s and on into the early 1950s. And Police Comics was changed with issue number 103 into a crime comic book with no superheroes making any appearances. And Police Comics continued as a crime book until issue number 127. That was the October 1953 issue. Now, one interesting aspect of Police Comics that I'll mention briefly is that not only did Plastic Man appear, there were many other characters that appeared, but one of the most notable characters who appeared in Police Comics was the great Will Eisner's Spirit. The Spirit appeared starting in issue number 11 of Police Comics and continued on through issue number 102, as did Plastic Man. The Spirit stories that appeared in Police Comics were reprints of the Spirit strips that had appeared in the newspapers. They were not original stories, but the Spirit was featured on several covers of Police Comics, many covers of Police Comics, along with Plastic Man. So the Spirit made his very first comic book appearance in the pages of Police Comics number 11. And as I pointed out when we did our podcast on the Spirit, while Will Eisner was away during World War II, Jack Cole actually worked on the Spirit sections along with Lou Fine in Eisner's absence. Now, in addition to the Police Comics stories of Plastic Man, Plastic Man got his own title with Plastic Man number 1. It actually didn't have a number, but it was the very first issue of the Plastic Man comic book. That appeared in the summer of 1943 and ran all the way through issue number 64 in November of 1956. So right on up into the Silver Age of comics, Plastic Man appeared. Now, the Overstreet Comic Book Price Guide speculates that issue number 26 of Plastic Man was the last non-reprint issue. That was the November 1950 issue. But his stories did continue on through 1956 in the pages of Plastic Man Comics, despite the end of his appearances in Police Comics about 6 years earlier. Now, with that the end of Plastic Man and the Golden Age, as I said, he went through 1956 as published by Quality Comics. Well, around 1958, I believe it was, Quality ceased publication and sold many of its characters to DC Comics. So DC Comics became the owner of the Plastic Man character about that time. DC decided to try a revival of Plastic Man with a House of Mystery feature. That was in House of Mystery number 160. That was a July 1966 issue. This was not Eel O'Brien who appeared in this story. It was a character who had appeared previously in House of Mystery called Robbie Reed, and he appeared as Plastic Man in this issue. And shortly thereafter, DC decided to bring back Plastic Man as a Silver Age character, and they brought out the Silver Age Plastic Man with his own title, starting with number one. That was the November-December 1966 issue. Now, this was not Eel O'Brien. This was actually, as it turned out, as we learned in issue number seven of that series, this was the son of the original Plastic Man. And the Golden Age Plastic Man, Eel O'Brien, made his first Silver Age appearance in the pages of Plastic Man number seven, the Silver Age title. That was the November-December 1967 issue. Woozy Winx also appeared in this issue as the Silver Age Plastic Man's uncle. So the Plastic Man came back at that time, and thereafter DC has attempted to bring the Plastic Man character out in his own titles on several occasions with mixed results. Never the quality or the humor that was created by Jack Cole when he was involved with creating Plastic Man stories, and so Plastic Man has always remained since that time a secondary character in the DC universe. Now, Jack Cole, unfortunately, when he left the comic book world, he did go and was successful in doing comic strips. He actually worked for a while for Playboy magazine when it was a new magazine on the stands. And in 1958, he got his own strip that he was going to publish for newspapers, and it was picked up by many newspapers around the country. Unfortunately and inexplicably, Jack Cole took his own life in 1958, a mystery that has never been fully resolved why that occurred. Now, if you're interested in learning more about Plastic Man, the Golden Age Plastic Man, of course, the best way to do that is by reading Golden Age Plastic Man stories. So when and where have they been reprinted? Well, if you're interested in Plastic Man, you're lucky, because many of the Golden Age stories have been reprinted. Before DC started publishing their archive series, they put out DC Special Edition number 15. That was the November-December 1971 issue of that particular magazine. And in that magazine, the first Plastic Man story from Police Comics number 1 was reprinted, and the Woozy Winx story from Plastic Man number 13 was reprinted. But if you want to read these stories in order, in not only the Police Comic stories, but some of the stories that appeared in Plastic Man's comic book, then you need to go out and find the DC archives. And for those of you Plastic Man enthusiasts out there, you're in luck, because DC has now published 6 Plastic Man archives over the course of the last several years, and those archives reprint many of the Police Comic stories and many of the Plastic Man comic book stories as well. So if you're interested in learning about a very unique and very humorous Golden Age character, check out Plastic Man by Jack Cole, and you'll find another aspect of the Golden Age of comics that I know will be very interesting and very different for you from some of the mainline superhero comic books that were published during the Golden Age of comics. Okay, well, that's going to do it for the 21st installment of the Golden Age of Comic Books podcast. Once again, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us for the past 21 episodes of Golden Age of Comic Books. I hope that you've enjoyed today learning a little bit about Plastic Man and the Scarecrow from DC Comics. As always, you can go to the Grand Comic Book Database Project website at comics.org and look at all the cover images, or most of the cover images, of the books that we've talked about today. I know that if you go to the comics.org website, you'll be able to do a search for Police Comics and take a look at all of the Plastic Man covers that appeared during the Golden Age of comics. You can also do a search for Plastic Man and view the Golden Age Plastic Man covers as well. Take a look at them. I think you'll find them very interesting and very unique. A character that is so pliable and made out of rubber like Plastic Man, you can imagine all the very interesting covers that can be created for a character like that. Also, please don't forget to support the Actor Comic Book Fund at actorcomicfund.org, a very worthwhile endeavor for those individuals that brought us the Golden Age, Silver Age, and Modern Age of comics. Please check out our website at goldenagecomics.libsyn.com. That's our blog page. I have really enjoyed the comments that I've received over the last several weeks on the blog page. Bruce Rosenberger continues to make lots of really interesting and informative comments. I would encourage you to read his comments. I had a listener recently ask about the various cities in which each of the Golden Age characters got their starts, and I'll do my best to look into that and try to respond to that comment and that question in the near future. Also, please drop us an email at goldenagecomics@gmail.com. I've gotten many emails from listeners, and I greatly appreciate them, and I try to respond to each one. If I don't respond quickly, please forgive me, but I will respond nevertheless. If you have any particular questions or comments about the Golden Age of comic books that you'd like everybody to be able to share in, please leave those on the blog page. I would, again, encourage any experts on Plastic Man or any other characters that we've covered on the Golden Age of Comic Books podcast to jump right in there on the blog page and leave a comment about a character or characters that you might know about, something maybe that I've left out or something that I've missed. But I welcome input from everybody. I'd like this to be a group effort. And so if you have comments to make or questions to ask, leave them on the blog page at goldenagecomics.libsyn.com, and I would greatly appreciate it. I appreciate all the votes I've gotten during the month of October on Podcast Alley. I think we've had about 20 votes so far on PodcastAlley.com. I would appreciate more votes, if you don't mind, to give me the emphasis to move forward with the show. I really appreciate the votes. It's the one thing that keeps me going, I think. Well, not the one thing. I certainly enjoy all the comments and learning about the Golden Age of comic books, but the Podcast Alley votes certainly let me know that you're listening and that you appreciate the show and want us to keep moving forward with it, which we plan to do. So take a look over there at our section on PodcastAlley.com. Click on the vote link if you haven't already done so for October. They'll send you an email. You click on a link in the email, and then your vote will be cast. So that's the show again for this week. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Please check out some of the DC Plastic Man archives. I think you'll find the adventures of Plastic Man very exciting and very enjoyable and very different from what you might have been used to if you've been reading nothing but mainstream Golden Age superhero stories. So have a great week, everybody. Read some Golden Age comic books. Check out the Batman Begins 2-disc deluxe edition DVD set with the Batman Begins comic book, and I know you'll enjoy that as well. So, once again, have a great week, and we'll look forward to talking to each of you next time.